VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio Open Phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Well, your call is more welcome than flowers in springtime at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
So, Griff, we have a contact us email here.
It's not all we have. Duck.
Okay. From Forrest Thompson of Lakewood, Washington. And he is known on eBay as Hulk Hauler One.
Okay.
Hi. Your ads say all three radio shows. So you have two, but where do we find the third?
Well, oh, this is ongoing
here's
confusion.
Here's the deal. Mm. The first 2 hours on Tuesday are eBay Radio. The third hour is eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour, which is the second show. And then the third show, of course, is Ask Griffin Lee, the 2 hours we do on Thursday. So we have a special show for top-rated seller, which is our third hour on Tuesdays. And yes, it is a little confusing. But Forrest, thank you so much for caring. For wanting to be able to find that other show.
Yeah.
We also have another one, Tim from Fort Wayne, Indiana, known on eBay as Global Mart Plus. Hi, Griffin Lee. I came on late today, so this is probably off topic. We don't have any topics on eBay Radio that stay the whole day. Unless we have a seller update twice a year or something. But you can call in and talk about anything or write in. Can you please verify the statements about using calculated shipping over flat rate shipping when free shipping is offered?
Sure.
I do free shipping on every item and use flat rate because the domestic rate table requires it. Plus, when looking for my items in a Google search and Google shopping, they all come up, which is said not to happen if using flat rate. So a little confused as to what to do. Thanks.
If you're using, so here's what happens. If you're using, selecting, and I'm not talking about flat rate USPS. I'm talking about fixed cost. It's a flat rate. So when you go to the sell your item form on the shipping section, you have two options. You can provide for calculated shipping, or you can provide what's called, you know, a single price or flat rate. Don't confuse that with the flat rate USPS priority options. If you choose the flat rate option and you check the box for free shipping, then the next box, or the box before that, which is where you would enter your flat rate amount, defaults to zero. And the problem is that eBay will block that listing from the daily feed to Google Shopping, because Google will actually block it as well. So we pre-block it. So if your listings are not showing up on eBay. Now listen careful, because it's important. If your listings are not showing up on Google Shopping, the first place to look is if you're offering free shipping on your listings and you have selected the flat cost option and check the box for free shipping, you need to go back and check the calculated, use the calculated option and check that box for free shipping, and that will go through the aggregate marketplace feed that eBay sends for Google Shopping. So again, if you're offering free shipping and you want your items to appear on Google Shopping area, you need to make sure that your listings have the option for calculated shipping, not flat cost shipping, selected, and then the free shipping box checked. It took me quite some time to hunt down this little discrepancy, because I couldn't figure out why my high-quality listings were not showing up on Google Shopping. I finally got this as the answer, and I went in and bulk changed all 200 at the time of my listings, and lo and behold, 24 hours, they started showing up on Google Shopping.
There you have it.
There you have it.
Thank you again,
now, Griff. I would say it's probably wise to make sure you're doing this. I think some sellers say, why do I care? If you're selling new items, either in health and beauty or clothing, shoes, and accessories or housewares, you really want to be able to get that search engine optimization by showing up in Google Shopping. And if you're and so fixing your listing so that it'll show up there is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kay in Tampa, Florida, known on eBay as K-A13. Hey, Kay, what's your question or comment?
Hi, my comment was regarding the keyword spamming.
Sure.
And I actually had two different experiences. First of all, I had purchased a replica of a Hollywood Oscar statue, and I checked the listings before I listed it, and I saw other listings that had the word Oscar in it, so I thought that would be all right. Well, after it had been listed one day, I had over 1,600 views on the statue. So I put the question out to the Thrifting with the Boys group, and one of the admins answered it was probably because I had the word Oscar in there that it was getting so many views and that eBay would probably take the listing down. So this was something I didn't know, and I did take the word out, and the views did slow down. I think it's at 2,100 right now, but that may be from the group. My second experience was I mainly sell children's clothes, and people may not be aware that the word onesie is a trademark term from Gerber. So if you use that in your listings and it's not a Gerber item, they will report you to eBay because evidently they police the site very often. And I had a listing up that did contain Gerber onesies. It was a lot of five. I had four Gerber onesies and one Carter's sleeper. And I had listed it that way, and evidently Gerber had come in and had somehow policed the listing, reported it, and eBay took it down. Mm-hmm. So I, like your other speaker, called eBay and to see why, because I felt like I hadn't done anything improper. And I did go through two representatives, and then I finally went to the specialist, and they said, no, I was completely in the right, that they were going to contact Gerber on my behalf and clear it with them. And then they put the listing back up for me.
So wow.
So that's
unusual.
You know,
we've always called those onesies. Mothers have always called them onesies.
Yeah, but,
and department stores, everybody does.
That's
You'll
right.
see it in ads. And it's not just the Gerber brand. It will be, you know, any children's line.
But you won't find any more stores if I believe that onesie has been copyrighted, trademarked by Gerber, and you won't find stores using that term anymore. At least the big box stores won't. You may find it in a small store somewhere where they're getting away with it.
It's
we talk about the DMCA, which is the Digital Millennial Copyright Act, a few times a year on the show. And it's up to the rights owner has the right to say that item violates my copyright, take it down. eBay has to take it down. What I find unusual in this situation, remind me, you said when you listed this item, it was a Gerber item?
Yes. It was a lot of five. And four of the items were Gerber onesies. And then this item was a Carter's sleeper. But I had that in the title. You know,
So I get it. So that's really pretty clear. Normally they can't put things back without first hearing from the copyright owner. But this sounds like this was pretty clear, I guess. Yeah, right. So thank you for sharing those stories with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Kay. We appreciate your call today. That was interesting.
Yeah. I'm looking up now about the fake Oscars. So I know that the Oscar statuette is actually copyrighted. It's a trademark. And I do know in the past that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, they do go after fake Oscar statuettes. And they've done that on eBay, too. So eventually, if not right away, they probably would have got that one. They're pretty, you know, people who own intellectual property, the onus is on them to protect those rights, not anyone else. And depending on their ability to do so, and, you know, a big corporation or, you know, a company or an entity like the Academy will go out. They spend money, they hire lawyers, and they will protect their brand. And they will go after online sales, whether on or off eBay, for people who they believe are infringing on their rights. And somebody who's been affected by this, I say, well, you know, let's turn around for a minute. Let's say that Lee spends a lot of time and money and effort designing a product, and she's trademarked it with a legitimate name. It's called the Lee Gidget, and it's big success, and everyone knows what a Lee Gidget is. And then suddenly somebody else starts making a gidget and call it the Lee Gidget, not paying her anything, not with any license to do so or permission. You're going to go after that person.
Absolutely.
Right. And you would, too, if you've created something and it's your intellectual property, you're going to go after it to defend it. The problem with not going after it is it sets a precedent. So if you're made aware that somebody is infringing on your brand and you do nothing, you've now opened the door legally for people to continue doing it. And they, in a court of law later, should you try to sue them, say, well, they were alerted and they did nothing. And that can hurt you. You could end up losing the rights to that brand. This open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound messaging management tool for eBay sellers. Give us a ring. We have another open phone segment coming up at 888-723-4630. We're talking eBay on eBay Radio. So exciting.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized, and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites, all in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 316.
Maintaining consistency in your eBay sales. Christopher Matthew Spencer is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Born to Deal, and he's the author of Grow Rich with eBay Consignment. He has this tip when it comes to listings.
First of all, if it's still not sold, you need to consider reevaluating the listing. And you can go after new business, but if you have things that are not moving, you need to readjust. And we either revise or we go ahead and combine. It's either revise or combine. You're going to have to change what you've got up there if it's not moving. That's either price, picture, or description. And if it doesn't sell after all of that, you need to combine and put items together and sell them in lots.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. We're drumming our fingers.
Yes, we are.
We're awaiting your call. 888-723-4630.
So I have a contact us email that's kind of interesting, Griff.
Okay.
Heidi from Yardley, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Heidi.
Known on eBay as Casual Spirit. And here's what she's saying. Griffin Lee. Our sales have been pretty slow for the last month or so. We've been selling on eBay for a long time, since the year 2000, and I was trying to figure out what was different this year. The only thing I can think of is this. We sell a lot of winter jackets, and this year we were able to get a lot of inventory, much, much more than other years. And so we have a lot of winter items left over after the winter season. We know that we may sell a few to cold weather areas. South America and Australia, for example, are just going into the winter season. But in general, the sales of the winter items have all but stopped. So here's her question, Griff.
Okay.
If we have many listings that are essentially dormant, will that affect our search ratings for all of our items?
No. That's not how that works.
She said, would it be best to end those listings with lower activity and just relist them in the late summer and early fall once the sales for those items will pick up again?
It could be.
She said, we have lots of spring apparel and outerwear that are really great and we think should be selling, but have been selling very slowly. I'm just wondering if the inactive items are affecting the search.
No, they don't. You mean your search overall? No.
Right. Obviously,
no, absolutely not. That would be ridiculous for us to do something like that. Because what if you have some good items that people are looking for? No, we're going to make those harder to find and best match. That does, every item is judged on its own merit.
Oh, that's good.
The only thing that goes across all your items is the component of the best match search that calculates in performance standards. So if all of the things are considered equal and you're a top-rated seller, your items are incrementally above a seller where all other things, being even the item and prices, are equal, that seller is above standard or currently below standard.
You know, sometimes we ask Griff questions that are not about eBay policy. And Griff, we ask Griff what he would do. What would Griff do?
What would I do?
So what would you do with all of those winter items she has up there? Do you think she should, and she's calling them dormant, should she take them down and put up all her spring stuff? And
well, it may
what
be...
What would you do?
What I would do is, if I was running that sort of store with apparel, and I was doing it full time, so I had the time to do it, is I would corral all of that winter merchandise into a winter clearance sale, and I would mark it all down with Markdown Manager, and I'd promote it as such, as a clearance liquidation winter merchandise sale, and to get rid of it and get my capital back out. Every retailer does this. You know this for a fact. You see it in the newspapers, in their flyers. Every store liquidates. They don't use necessarily the word liquidate all the time. They say, you know, white elephant sale or markdown sale, spring clearance, winter clearance, summer clearance, to get as much of your cash back out. Because think of it this way. You could technically take those listings down, right? Save them. If you've got TurboLister, you can save them in a file so that you can relist them 6 months from now. But that means you've got all this inventory for 6 months that's not even not doing any good. It's not even available for sale. It's like locking up all that capital that you spent on those items, and it's not doing you any good. Much better to get as much of that capital back, even if it's at a one-time overall loss, so that you can reinvest it in merchandise that will make you a profit. And then if after the clearance is done, I got to tell you what I would tend to do with the merchandise then is I would donate it back to the Goodwill Savers marketplace and take it as a write-off, as a loss for the cost of goods sold. Once you donate items back like that, the cost of good becomes of that item that you originally paid becomes a deductible expense. And then you can move on and get ready for the next. What sellers tend to do is they overvalue their inventory. And they do this for a lot of reasons. But what ends up happening is you overvalue something that's not selling, and then you'll spend a lot of time, you know, making suppositions about why it's not selling. People don't like you. Oh, it's that eBay urban myth about rolling blackouts, or eBay's not showing this, or, you know, there's some, and you waste all this time. In the meantime, if it's not selling, it's not selling. Get rid of it and buy something that's going to sell.
Already.
You know, I had a woman who wrote to me, and she said, all of a sudden my sales have dropped. Why? What is eBay doing? So I went and I looked at her sold listings, and I looked at her current listings. And her sold listings are things that people are looking for and shopping for and buying. And what she got left with was stuff that probably doesn't have that much interest right now. So if you put up a bunch of stuff, the stuff that sells right off is the stuff that people are looking for. That's the kind of merchandise you want to buy. Those are the hints that people tell you. That you buy everything at the thrift store that you bought does not mean it was a smart purchase. You're constantly learning. If you have something up and no one's buying it, it's because it's not something that is of any value to buyers that are shopping on eBay. I face this all the time with inventory. I've learned over time. You know, 4 years ago when I started doing this with any effort, I would, any good-looking shirt on the rack, I'd pull off. I'm really picky now. And I'm constantly trying to stay on top of what's the most popular item at the moment. And I won't buy items now that I don't believe it are the most popular items. And if I have a popular item and it stops selling, I don't blame eBay or the buyers. It's just out of a trend, and I get rid of it and buy something else.
Amen.
This ranty kind of segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Coming up, eBay CEO, right here on our third hour of eBay Radio.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance? You can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at Endicia.com/eBay Radio. You've found your shipping sweet spot.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
Sometimes it seems nobody knows what your online business is actually about. The product sourcing, the fulfillment, the different stores, all the accounts, the taxes. You work real hard to make it profitable. Well, Kabbage gets it. They know what it takes to put the pieces together. And when you need some extra working capital to boost your bottom line, just ask. And they'll take a quick look at your e-commerce history and know instantly how much of a Kabbage advance to send. Kabbage with a K.com. They believe in you.
It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with a three-day party and conference at Bally's in Las Vegas, June 16th through the 18th, 2015. You'll learn the most up-to-date information on social selling, product sourcing, best business practices, and more. Our goal is to improve your success on eBay and learn about the changes happening in e-commerce. Register now at the early bird rate of $175 for all three information-packed days. Join us at ervegas.com, and remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.